The ABC's managing director, Mark Scott, has unreservedly apologised for a comedy skit that's caused a furore. The skit on last night's edition of The Chaser satirised charities that grant wishes to terminally ill children. One cast member said it was pointless making extravagant and selfish wishes come true because the children would only die anyway. Children's charities are fuming, and the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, says the stunt stepped over the line of good taste. Mr. Scott says there will be an investigation. Ashley Hall reports.
The comedy team says it was simply making another instalment of the black comedy for which it's become famous. But there's a long and noisy line of people who didn't see much humour in last night's sketch about terminally ill children. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, didn't see the skit, but what he's heard about it, he doesn't like.
Having a go at kids with a terminal illness is really beyond the pale. Absolutely beyond the pale. These guys, collectively, should get up and hang their heads in shame. It's just wrong. I've enjoyed so much of what they've done over the years, taking the mickey out of me and whoever else, that's fine. But this is just way beyond it, way beyond it, way beyond it.
Terry Defaults from Grafton on the New South Wales North Coast says he was so disgusted by the piece, he's written complaint letters to the ABC, his local paper, and politicians.
I wrote up a letter and I went to put on the blog and then discovered a letter there from a parent of a seven-year-old who's got terminal cancer, who sat there watching the show with him, who'd been a Chaser fan. And then he said, "I'm sorry, I've got to go now and join my wife in consoling my son who's worried about his impending fate."
He wants the show suspended.
Suspension of their contract for the year. Go away, get some perspective, visit a third world country, visit some hospitals.
At the heart of the controversy is a sketch the Chaser team called Making a Realistic Wish Foundation. Two Chaser cast members went to a fake hospital ward to visit actors playing obviously sick children.
And here at the Make a Realistic Wish Foundation, that's what we're about, helping thousands of kids to lower their extravagance and selfishness in the face of death.
What's that? You want to meet Zac Efron, do you? Well, I'll tell you what. How about you have this nice stick instead?
The Make a Realistic Wish Foundation. Why go to any trouble when they're only going to die anyway?
Staff and supporters of the real Make a Wish Foundation were horrified. Sandy Bratstrom is the foundation's chief executive.
It was terribly distressing, especially for the families and for children that are actually going through treatments and are fighting life-threatening illness conditions.
The ABC switchboard has received more than 1,000 calls complaining about the skit. In response, the director of television, Kim Dalton, and the program's executive producer, Julian Morrow, issued a statement apologising to anyone upset by the skit. They withdrew the sketch from the internet and committed to cutting it out of tonight's repeat screening. It fell to cast member Craig Rucastle to explain the team's motives.
We understand that some people obviously have been affected by this would respond and take it badly, and there's been others who've been affected by it who've contacted us who've thought it was very funny. But in the end, everyone's entitled to respond to it in different ways, have a look at it. But it's certainly, we're not trying to undermine the problem there. And indeed, if you were offended by it, then make a donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation or Red Kite or anyone that helps with children's cancer.
Dave Bluestein is a stand-up comedian and a writer for the TV show Good News Week. While he won't defend the skit, he insists it's important to allow the Chaser team to test the boundaries of good taste.
It's difficult to tell someone they should stay away from any taboos in comedy, particularly subversive political comedy like the Chaser, where you want them to tackle golden cows of all shapes and sizes. I guess the problem is with political comedy in particular, you've always got to wonder who the target is, and preferably you want it to be a powerful target that can be torn down. And I guess the question is, if the target in this situation is sick children, then they're not necessarily a particularly empowered target.
And a former convener of the Classification Review Board, the journalist Maureen Shelley, says she has no problem with the sketch.
Well, it's fairly tasteless, but in classification terms, I don't see any problem with it being classified. But in terms of what's permitted in a society that values free speech, it's certainly well within what's acceptable to be seen by people with a mature outlook on life.
But the managing director of the ABC, Mark Scott, says the incident will spark a review of internal processes.
Particularly those processes around comedy that's edgy and satirical. People have criticised us today for making the statement we have and for not airing the repeat tonight. I accept that. You're not going to make everybody happy, but there are processes that we put in place and they didn't work as well as they should have.
The Managing Director of the ABC, Mark Scott, ending Ashley Hall's report.